USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
Well, it failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. But we need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
Experts say the coronavirus pandemic is negatively impacting the mental health of American children. The CDC saying mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children ages 5 to 11. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Retail spending rose in January by 5.3%, the first increase in 4 months, driven by recent virus-related stimulus payments. Analysts also believe spending habits are changing due to the virus. A tradition in Canada continues to raise money for cancer research.
The world's longest game of hockey has come to an end after more than 252 hours of play. The event, held at an outdoor rink in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is an annual fundraiser for the Cure Cancer Foundation, supporting life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta. 40 players took the ice on a 24/7 schedule in frigid temperatures starting on February 4th. Over 252 hours later, Team Hope eked out a win over Team Cure 2,649 to 2,528, breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. However, the most impressive number was the money raised for the Cure Cancer Foundation, $1.84 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
With less than a year before the 2022 Olympics, there's a bill on Capitol Hill wanting the United States to boycott the Games.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring training starts today across Major League Baseball. Pitchers and catchers are reporting to their complexes in both Arizona and Florida. Position players are expected to arrive early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.